Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They should. You can't argue with the numbers. The choice is yours. To put yourself and others at risk, or to do the right thing. Wash your hands, practice social distancing, wear a mask when out in public, and please, if you have any symptoms, stay home from work and get tested. Testing is free and locations are available throughout the city. To save lives and to get this community back to work again, it's going to take each of us doing our part. Stay safe and stay strong.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. Who that? Cold. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM. ESPN. And no, on this Wednesday hump day, July 8th, you ain't rolling with us. We ain't rolling to the bubble. But the Memphis Grizzlies are. Headed down today. Saw Ja Morant make a stop yesterday before he and the Grizzlies departed. Today for Orlando and the NBA's bubble where they're going to play basketball, at least get started. We'll see about our confidence level and whether or not they finish. But we'll try to stay encouraged. Memphis Grizzlies got eight seeding games before what's hopefully a play-in series that'll hopefully lead to a playoff appearance. We'll get to it. We got that. Everybody in Memphis is still on Musa watch, looking for the vaccine. Still feels like it's coming. When we getting the shot, John?
Bend over.
No, bro.
Yeah, that's how you get your vaccine.
Poorly worded.
That's how you get your vaccine.
Oh, is it no.
You drop don't. Your drawers. That's how you get your vaccine.
I don't think you technically have to bend over anymore.
Okay.
You should just show a little top of the hip.
Okay. Okay. One of us spent spent last night with John Morant.
Dropped in, huh?
Yeah.
So big timer.
We will get into that. The last night before John Morant departs for the Orlando bubble. Glad that he's not going to the WNBA bubble. My goodness. Have you seen that? Them folks got mousetraps, worms. Their showers don't drain. That's a mess.
We got to do better for the WNBA.
I would like to opt out of the WNBA bubble, okay? And I'll just go ahead and get that out there. Those got worms on the carpet, bro. That is certainly not.
Oh, my goodness.
Where is – I mean, are they sitting at the Red Roof Inn? Where are they at down there, man?
Don't be smart. The Red Roof. I used to have a presidential suite with them in Murfreesboro when I used to cover Spring Fling.
Them folks staying in those hotels on Lamar. That's when them folks in.
The Key Inn.
Well, do you know anybody that's been inside of a Lamar hotel?
Come on, brother.
Oh, you yourself.
Maybe back in the day.
Yeah. If you went into it, you certainly didn't sleep in a Lamar hotel. That ain't what you were going in there. You didn't need
a room.
You
weren't worried about cleanliness back then, huh?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you're motivated by different things if you're going into a Lamar hotel or a motel.
Some desperation.
What's the difference between a hotel
involved.
And a motel? Is there a difference?
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
Okay.
All the same.
All right. So anyway, yes, we'll get into my evening with Ja yesterday.
I think a hotel, I've always thought a little bit more high class than motel.
Right.
Motel, just your stop.
Was it Bates Motel?
I believe that's correct, where murders took place.
Yeah. So anyway.
Psycho.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll get into all of that in the show, throughout the course of the show today. 12:25, we're going to be joined by Sean Devaney, covers the NBA for a multitude of outlets. We'll get his thoughts on the bubble, on everybody getting down there, if he thinks the bubble will maintain its integrity. Lots to get to with Sean. We'll do that at 12:25. At 1:25, Seth Greenberg is going to join us. Seth Greenberg will join us. He's on the call for TBT and college basketball analyst for ESPN. We'll ask him about TBT, that bubble. Should the NBA look at that bubble as perhaps optimism? You know, do you look sort of at that bubble as a model that you can follow, and does it give you hope? We'll get into all of that with Seth Greenberg at 1:25. Also ask him about Penny Hardaway. So anyway, there you have it. That's the show today. Also, we're going to take your calls in the next segment. There have been, you're already sort of starting to see the fiery debate about schools reopening. Some people are firmly in the camp of absolutely you need to open schools. What are you talking about? And other people are, what do you mean? I'm going to have to send my kid to a school where we don't know if it's safe. So we're going to get all into that. Take your calls at 12:25. The Shelby County School Superintendent responded to Donald Trump, and we'll get into that a little bit later in the show as well, because don't parents have to make a decision in the next, 8 days or so?
It's a week from Saturday,
from Saturday, yeah. So it's coming up. We'll get into all of that with you at 12:25. But, Jason, I spent the night, not really, but I spent the evening with Ja Morant. We were inside the same gym yesterday.
Did y'all go in together or what?
No, we did not. He entered a little bit later than I did.
Okay.
But at FACS for the Hoop City Pro Week. I'll be back there actually today, this afternoon, because they're going to actually play some games. They were just sort of doing some skill work yesterday with a little bit of scrimmaging 3-on-3.
Which they're going to stream online.
Yeah, they're going to stream.
A lot of people asking about that.
Yes, exactly. So anyway.
At Hoop City's Facebook.
Hoop City BC Facebook, yeah. I was there yesterday. Ja Morant was there.
Was he hooping?
No, he was definitely not. He was definitely just a spectator.
Okay.
J.D. Davison, top 10 player, was there. Sky Clark, 2022 priority for the University of Memphis, top 20 player. He was there along with Mason Miller and Jonathan Lawson. And, you know, Jonathan Lawson, smooth kid, you know, really like what I saw from him. You know, can definitely see why he's a target for the University of Memphis. Mason Miller's come a long way just in the last few years developmentally. But it was really my first look at JD and at Sky. Both of these guys are University of Memphis targets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different classes, obviously. So they would not overlap. But they play the same position, right? And they're very different. Before we get into sort of my eval of those two, What do you think about Ja being out? You know, I saw a little bit of, just a little bit, right? He was wearing a mask.
I saw it. I saw the pictures taking him.
He was wearing a mask. He was taking all the precautions. Mm-hmm. He did address the team, or, you know, the players afterward. But some people looked like they were upset that he was out and about before they leave for the bubble.
Well, they're not in the bubble yet, number one. You take all the precautions you can beforehand. We know with the NBA players, it's going to be a deal where they're tested very regularly, if not every other day, it sounds like. Now, on the TBT, it sounds like they're testing every day. That said, and he was taking precautions. I'd rather have Ja in a situation. We've talked about how comfortable he is here in town. The situation we were in a couple of weeks ago where he's playing in the church, everybody's talked about it on every show at this point, but with guys from all levels and him just looking like one of the guys, you know, I think he's comfortable. And last night, clearly, he feels, whether it's an obligation, responsibility, whatever it is, I like it because it shows that he's not just here to play basketball, a willingness to go out there and talk to guys who clearly look up to him, guys that clearly would want the advice from a guy like Ja Morant, who, look, John, some of those guys aren't the Davisons, are guys that are hoping to get offers, right? Hoping to build up a rep, build up their cred, build up a scholarship list. And so for a guy like Ja Morant to tell that story about how lightly recruited he was at one point, off the radar, you know, that kids are going to relate to that. Yep. So I'd rather have him there doing that again with a mask on. It'd be one thing if he's just out and doesn't have the mask on, all that kind of thing. He's showing the kids. He's leading by example with the mask. I don't see how you could hate on this. Again, they're outside the bubble right now, hopefully with Ja negative. I think this is a good sign that, you know, the Grizzlies weren't going to tell you whether or not they had any positive tests, but I think it's a pretty good sign that Ja's negative. Anyway, that doesn't matter at this point. We hope he is. If he's not, he's going to have to quarantine once he's down there. Like I said, I think you're being safe in that instance, and I'd rather have him there as a part of the deal, right?
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
As a part of Memphis. So I appreciate him helping out Kuiper and crew. It would look like a fantastic, you know, start of an event here.
Well, and what you have to also understand is that, you know, these guys,
bubble or
no bubble, are going to go out. Like, they're going to play basketball. They're going to go to another gym to hoop. You know, like, they're not just going to stay locked up in their houses. You know, that's just not the real world. You know, so bubble, no bubble, you know, that's a part of this that, you know, I was listening to Harrington and Jeff, and I think he brings up a good point. Harrington said, well, when a positive test flares up, you know, in this bubble, people are going to lose their minds. They're going to say, well, how can you do this? You're putting these guys at risk. You know, this is why you have to shut it down. But the truth of the matter is that they would still be going around potentially being exposed to a virus, whether it's at a pickup game or, you know, wherever. Like, they're not just – these guys are young adults. They're not just going to sit around and do nothing and not go out, bubble or no bubble. You know, so, in fact, they're probably safer, you know, and they'll actually know they're walking around with the virus.
They'll be tested more frequently than they would sitting outside of it. So they'll know. They will be safer. You'll know if you have it or not. And that's obviously safer.
Yeah. So I think that's the thing to keep in mind before you get all outraged and stuff. Like, how could he be out talking to these kids and being at an event the day before he, you know, it's just, of course, like, of course he's going to do that. You know, that's Ja. He's a Memphian. He's going to give back. You know what I mean?
Now, they're giving that up going down. That's it.
Oh, exactly.
You're out walking beforehand. You're out doing your thing. You take precautions, whatever, hopefully. Ja was yesterday. But obviously the commitment once you're on that plane and down there is that you will be throwing that out. And some players have expressed their doubts. You've seen analysts like Stephen A. Smith express their doubts about whether they'll be able to, you know, maintain, keep the, you know, stay inside the bubble, not, you know, take all precautions, not leave their rooms in the situations where they can't. We'll see. But I'm fine with Ja being out. Actually, you know, I appreciate him being part of the basketball community around here. Again, not just at the, hey, come to me at the forum, I'm going to talk to you from my NBA platform, but getting out and about as well. I think it's appreciated by most all involved.
It was actually
when you're taking precautions.
It was quite a star-studded event in terms of attendance yesterday.
Like,
I mean, Boogie was there from University of Memphis. RJ Hampton and his dad were there. I actually talked to Rod for a little bit. Dedrick Lawson was there. Mike Miller was there. Tony Madlock was there.
Memphis basketball community, right?
It was actually a very star-studded event in a number of ways.
And so I look forward to getting back out there today and, you know, and seeing, you know, these guys in action. Okay, so let's talk about my evaluations. Let's talk about sort of the guys that I saw yesterday and sort of, you know, what interested me and what I thought. J.D. Davison is a 2021 recruit. Memphis has made his top 10. He's been a priority for the University of Memphis for a while. And, you know, almost right over Kennedy.
I was going to ask you, that's the key with him, right? That they've almost, seemed like, at least for a while now, he's been more so the priority than even Kennedy.
Well, I think the Kennedy, you know, the Chandler family has basically told us that, you know, on the show, you know, the recruitment has not been as intense, you know, from the University of Memphis. Maybe that changes in the next 9 months, who knows, but it hasn't been to this point. And so that was actually my first real look. And granted, I'm going to know a lot more after today when I see him in game action. I saw him. I mean, the guy, here's the first thing you notice about him. The dude is a freak athlete. Like, that is his game. Like, he is an elite athlete. Ja was, like, out of his seat. They had a little drill at the end of the night where they were just dunking, right? They were doing these dunk drills. Mm-hmm. And Ja was, like, he posted about JD on his Instagram. Like, he was filming it. Like, Ja was just totally blown away by this kid's athleticism. And he is an elite athlete. There is no question about it. That is sort of his game. He wants the ball in his hands. He wants to get to the rim. That's what he does. I don't know if the shot is quite there yet, but I definitely see the appeal with him, you know, and I could see how he could absolutely take over a game. You know, he's got that elite athletic ability, and I see why Penny likes him a lot. So that was sort of my evaluation of J.D. Davison after watching.
And he's 6'3", right?
Yeah, 6'2", 6'3", yep, okay. Exactly. Yeah, like, so he's a bigger kid.
He's got a little bit of height on Kennedy.
Yeah, he's strong. Yeah, like, there are several times, you know, they do all these different drills, right? So, like, one of the drills was you just go one-on-one, you know, with a guy to the rim, and he would sort of, he would use his off arm, you know, to create space, and maybe that's a foul, maybe it's not, but, like, he's a strong kid, you know? Like, that's another part of his game. So he's a freak athletically, crazy bounce. Again, I don't know how much of the shot is there yet, but that's always something that you can work on, right? You don't necessarily need an elite jump shot at the college level. So I really liked what I saw from JD. I will say the guy that I came away most impressed with of the night was the Sky Clark kid, who is 2022. I think he just moved to Brentwood. He's got Kentucky, he's got North Carolina, he's got Memphis. I mean, he's blowing up. So it's not like some great big revelation to today to come to you and tell you that the kid can play. But, you know, what's interesting about him is that he's not very big.
6'2", 6'1"?
Yeah, honestly.
He's listed a little bit thicker than those other guys.
He is.
Than both Kennedy and.
He is thicker. He is.
And JD.
Okay. You know, he's a very – his game is very understated.
Combo, right?
Yeah, like, sure. Although I think he's more of a point probably at the next level because he's a playmaker. His game is understated. Like, he's not going to dunk all over you like JD will. But his basketball IQ is – I mean, that's what I love the most about him is that he's just always going to make the smart play. Like, you know, honestly, I think in some ways, I think he reminds me – of a more skilled Alex Lomax. Like, he's got a little bit more flash to his game than Alo, but the fundamentals are so obviously there. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's got a super tight handle, great finisher, you know, creative finisher, got a super tight handle, man. I mean, got the ball in the real string. And he's young. He's a 2022 kid, you know. You know, Memphis really wants him. He's a stud. He's an absolute stud. And I'm looking really forward to watching him in game action today because, you know, when I watch him play, he looks like the kind of kid, quite frankly, that could be an anchor of a recruiting class. Like, he's the guy you get committed and everybody else wants to fall in line because he's a playmaker, he's unselfish, looks to be really coachable. And these are all things I just picked up in 2 hours. But I mean, he's hooping in sweatpants, man. Like, he's just a G, you know, that's what he is. He's just a G. He's a guy you want to play with. You know, he's going to find you if you're open, you know, doesn't dribble with his head down. You know, I really like Sky Clark's game a whole hell of a lot. I think he's got a very, very bright future in this game. So, but those are my big observations. You know, Johnny Money yesterday, you kind of know what you're getting. You know what you're getting from Jonathan Lawson. Long, rangy, good ball, a better ball handler than any of the previous Lawsons that have come through. You know, you feel really comfortable with him having the ball in his hands. He's a guard. I mean, that's what he is. You don't stick him on the wing. He needs the ball in his hands, you know.
I wonder if you get him too. And again, this is not to, you know, reopen Pandora's box here, but it could always be a possibility if getting him, and there's certainly been a shift there. Penny hadn't offered until lately with Jonathan Lawson.
Yeah.
But and not to tamper, but if you'd end up with two Lawsons there.
If not,
at some point, Chandler's not looking at Jonathan committing to Memphis again. Those guys grew up with their fathers there and as fans. If you're not looking at having two players there, albeit, and that's not to tamper with anything else. Chandler had a good freshman season at Oregon, clearly happy up there. But it'd be one thing to see family here. That's a family that obviously started at Memphis, has been fans of that program, and more importantly, seem to now be on the same page again with Penny Hardaway.
Yeah.
So again, you know, I know Oregon would say, "What the hell are you talking about that for?" Chandler just had a great season, but I just wonder if reopening and Jonathan, who's grown up, let's face it, we've seen too in Memphis gear, all that, liking the idea of being a Tiger. If you're not opening yourself up to having two guys there. And again, you'd have to – you'd imagine Chandler's obviously sitting out if that situation.
I think Chandler Lawson was there last night as well. So that certainly was
– So Jonathan – you said Diedrich
was there. And then Chandler was there,
I mean, you know, not outside the realm of possibility, I'd say.
Yeah.
You could be really hooking yourself
but
up.
But it is nice to get out there and just see some high school basketball, man. You know, it is really nice to get out there and just see some good hoop. It was a first-class event for sure.
Let me ask you something else. If – J.D. Davison, pure athlete to the point that it wows Ja Morant. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if he wasn't the most impressive thing you saw last night in the gym, if you didn't come away with that, and I realize it's one, we get all that. It's one night out. You're going to go see him again tonight. But if he wasn't, in your case, Sky was in this case, shouldn't you be going all in on Kennedy Chandler?
I mean, I think so.
Because I watched Kennedy, I watched Kennedy with all levels and yes, playing with, you know, Moose's on his side. Yes. He's going against Ja, he's going against Campaign, and he's playing his tail off at 6'1". Now, the size doesn't seem to be an issue. I realize maybe you like the athleticism, you like the frame a little bit more on JD because he's 6'3", 6'2", somewhere around there. So maybe he's got a couple inches on him. But every time I've watched Kennedy Chandler, he's blown me away.
Yeah.
You know, since I've watched him be sort of free. You know what I mean? Like, again, impressive at Briarcrest that he gets it done, controls a game without having to go score 25. Like, that's the other part about him. And keep in mind, 24/7 Sports has got these guys 1-2 in terms of point guards in the country.
Yep.
So we might be splitting hairs here. They're both outstanding, clearly, in what they do. But one of them's here. One of them's in your backyard. At one point, we're all looking at this. Maybe he's a blue blood, maybe not. Maybe Tennessee more involved now than ever. But if he's as good as I saw against all levels of guys, college, former pros, all that, you weren't, you know, we love JD's athleticism. The other part that's changed about him is his recruitment's changed, right? There's more schools involved than when Memphis first started out in terms of recruiting him. I just wonder if you shouldn't just be going all in on Kennedy Chandler as well. Now, again, not changing that you're not, you know, JD Davison, your pitch to him.
Yeah.
But focusing, too, on a guy who, you know, every time I've seen, I've been blown away by both when he plays free, just does what he wants, and when he's, you know, and when he's playing in more of a system like at Briarcrest, and he's controlling the game as a point guard.
Look, I've seen this before.
Is cold.
I've seen this before, right? Like, Kennedy is not the biggest, he is not the strongest, he is not the longest.
But he will try to dunk on you.
But he is ferocious, right?
Like, yes, we do that size thing, and it's like. He doesn't. It doesn't bother him at all. When he went against Jalen Green, we saw it. It'll take the, you know, 6'5". It just size is not. It feels like he's been told that for a while, and now it's a chip. And it's number one. It's made him stronger. He's used that to physically get more explosive and stronger. But this guy, I mean, he blows me away when I see him. And so just the idea that JD did, you know, yes, the athleticism does. But again, a guy who's ranked number one and ahead of him in some cases, at least scoring 24/7 right here in your backyard. I'd be hot after them both.
I'm a little worried it may be too late on Kennedy. Like, he's moving.
It's never too late for Penny once he turns up the heat.
Well, I guess that's true.
He's shown that.
It doesn't help that he's leaving. This is Penny's choice.
This appears to be Penny's. He's prioritized one over the other, at least to this point. It appears.
Yeah.
And from everything we've heard,
I just hope
to people on.
I just hope it's not a Chris Chioza situation. You know what I mean?
Lord. Like, I hope it ain't a Tony Harris.
Right. Like, I hope that's not the case, because I do think Kennedy is just, he is a guy.
But to your point about Chioza, this kid's more point guard, too.
He is, 100%.
Than Tony, who was, you know, 100%. score, you know, could play point.
No,
but
no,
Tony's business was about scoring.
No, this, Kennedy, you know, is, Kennedy, can Kennedy is the facilitator.
As, you know, all day long, could dominate a game like that.
Like, JD is going to take matters into his own hands, right? Like, he's the guy that's going to sort of put his head down and take matters into his own hands, which, you know, can work, cannot. You know, Kennedy is more of a guy who I think is going to dictate sort of the tempo, the flow of the game. He's going to set guys up. He can make a huge impact in scoring, but he can also do it in other ways. You know what I mean? Like, he can affect the game in a lot of different ways. I'm a big fan of Kennedy.
I just saw a lot of dog in a kid who's an elite level prospect, and y'all know us, so we like guys with the dog in them.
Yeah,
and I think
JD's got some of that too. Like, don't get me wrong, you know what I mean? Like,
he's been grinding. I believe that to get where he is now. Like, he's raised his profile as well.
But I'll have a more thorough sort of scouting report for you.
So I'll be watching you on the Facebook stream.
But I will tell you, like,
wave at me.
I think Sky Clark is like. I mean, I'm not.
Like, it's like that?
Bro, I'm not.
He's that much better than a year younger than JD, and he's that much better than.
I think Sky
coming
Clark.
Away, that's the best thing in there?
You know who I see when I watch Sky Clark, bro?
You said more skilled Alex Lomax because he's a little tank.
I see him as Chris Paul. Like, that's who I see.
Chris Paul, like 6'3.
Yeah, well, Sky Clark's 6'2, you know, 6'3, you know. They're built the same way. Like, okay. Sky Clark's like 6'2, like 195. You know,
yeah, he's thick. I saw that.
He's not longer than your average. His wingspan's not like super long. He's never going to win a dunk contest. You know, he's not a crazy athlete. He's not going to have a 50-inch vertical, but like, he's just going to make plays for you, man. Like, he's gonna make plays. He's going to finish at the rim. You know, he can knock down a jump shot. I'm actually pretty pleased with that comparison. I see a lot of Chris Paul in Sky Clark, and I look forward to seeing him in a game action today.
Everybody's on him. Those are the blue bloods. Yeah. Everybody.
Yo, so, but Memphis, not, North Carolina, Kansas,
which is
Kentucky.
The deal? Which is the deal with Kennedy? Why is that not the deal with JD, whose recruitment's blown up, but he doesn't have the Kentuckys and all them, does he? As far as I know, still
he's got like, I think Kansas. You know, he's got Kansas, Louisville, Memphis,
Auburn.
You know, LSU, Florida State.
Not all the blue bloods, though. Like, it appears.
Yeah, I guess Kentucky just prioritized other guards. You know, I mean, that's the only thing I can.
Again, you're talking about one's ranked one, one's ranked two, but then you come in here and tell me, you know, he was okay.
Well, no, I mean, his game is just. I don't know how. I see JD.
If it's all athleticism and he's trying to learn how to be a point guard. Like, again, I haven't.
I don't.
I'm deferring to you here because I haven't watched him play.
Well, and keep in mind, like, I watched him for 2 hours yesterday in drill work. Right?
I know, so Penny loves pure point guards as well.
I don't think JD is a pure point guard. Like, he's more of, to me, of a scoring guard. Like, he's a lead guard. Like, that's what he's not a true point guard. He's a lead guard, which there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's tons of great lead guards in the league. But I sort of see him as more of that than a true point. You know, which is again, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no right or wrong.
It's just, Nate Oates and those guys gonna be all over him.
Auburn, you know, for sure.
Auburn's gonna be trying to keep him in state.
But anyway, that game, by the way, is gonna be broadcast on Hoop City Basketball Club's Facebook page at 2:00. As soon as this show is over, I'm heading out there and I'm gonna check it out. So, Facebook page, Hoop City Basketball Club.
Appreciate your scouting, man.
Yeah, man, I still got it.
I see.
I'm just telling you, bro. I don't know if Scott Clark coming to Memphis or not, bro, but remember that name because he is going to be – he's going to be an NBA player. He's going to be an NBA player. I mean, I've seen – I just – the IQ is there, man. You cannot deny IQ. I saw it with Chris Chioza. I saw it with him, all right, from jump before Pastner saw it.
And I said – you like to claim Chris Chioza is like you're fine now.
I wrote the first profile of Chris Chioza. I was at M. Ask Hurd. I was at MUS, and I said
that man should have been a Tiger.
He should have. I mean, of all the misses in the last decade, he's got
to
be
number
one.
Does it get him
one.
To the second weekend though?
Yes,
which was always the deal.
He got four to the second weekend.
Is he the difference?
He got.
He won games in the tournament.
He won.
I mean,
he hit the the half court shot.
Who's that? Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Madison Square Garden, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean,
he was a gamer,
bro. The dude is in
for
the league
four
right
years
now.
For Florida.
Joe Jackson's out of the league right now.
And the thing about him, half the time at Florida, more than half the time, he's coming off the bench.
Exactly.
Like, that dude was happy. I mean, he would get it done either way. Like, a all-time glue guy, but then goes down as a great all-time assist leader at Florida. again, you know.
Yes, he
it's not just because he went to White Station. The guy.
No,
was
it has nothing to do with that. It has.
I just got to throw that out.
Because honestly, like he spent more time at Bartlett than he did White Station. You know what I mean?
That's true. He was a transfer.
So I would just say that, like that. When you have IQ and you have skill,
I took my steps on to see him though. Like
he was a show
too. But he was a show too, like the Globetrotters in high school.
You need to bring CJ. You need to bring CJ to the game today.
He's about to get on the scene. Oh, he's already on. What are you talking about? He's been in her gym a bunch of times.
Well, he needs to get on Uncle Earn's gym, you know?
Is this Uncle Earn's? Okay. I didn't know.
I did have somebody come up to me last night and say, they said.
Socially distanced from you?
Of course, yes. They said, so you'll come to Hoop City's stuff, but you won't come to Herd's.
I mean, I kind of covered that for the show.
Yeah, and I said,
is that wrong us?
I would love to go to Herd's. You know, event.
You come to Herd's, I go to Big. I got no problem. Big Earns.
As I told my man Leon, I said, Leon, you know, Herd needs to invite me. Herd needs to send me the text.
You got to feel all fancy and stuff, and you need a VIP invite.
Well, no,
like an envelope, like Jeffrey's wedding invitation. You need something like that over to get John Martin over. Ernie's fine with doing that for some reason. I don't understand.
He wants to give me a Gatorade. He wants to hook me up. Like, you know,
that
first class experience.
No way. He's talking about bring your recorder yesterday. He's talking to you like you a liberal preps reporter.
Yeah, first class experience.
So I don't believe what
and
you're
at,
saying.
And at Herd, I mean, I don't even know where it is. It's just unbelievable. I still haven't got an invitation.
Herd's
to the gym.
Place is Chris's home gym right now.
Okay.
So we're comfortable there.
Okay.
But I'd love to get out and see it. Chris needs to see it.
Yeah. Well, Herd has my number for sure. So he can invite me whenever he's ready. And I'll be happy to give him the same coverage I give Ernie, you know? I mean, at some point I would think he'd want that, you know, but maybe not. Maybe he's got it covered in the commercial appeal. I don't know. What's it? New 2:00. 2:00 at Hoop City Basketball Club's Facebook page. You can see two top
a lot of good hooping.
You can see a lot of. I mean, you got basically four top 50 players. In the entire event
offered by Memphis.
Yeah, exactly. So Hoop City Basketball Club Facebook page. All right, we will come back. We're gonna take your calls here. There seems to be another sort of divisive debate that is emerging, which is schools. For all of our parents out there. You going to send your kid back to school? You do have the option in Shelby County.
Got to tell them here soon.
How are you feeling right now? 535-377-6535 ESPN. Your call's on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Due to the sudden downturn of the U.S. economy, there's never been a better time to check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your IRS tax problems. Call our special hotline number and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for the summer of 2020. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally, just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-785-7188. That's 800-785-7188. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-785-7188 or go to RepublicTaxRelief.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Think about this little bicycle bell. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay, powered by millions of people, all working to get you exactly what you want. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go. And they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about scooter school.
Scooter school largely consisted of two parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on-scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Yeah, he just breaking up the ice.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Don't roll it, hold it, mold it, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul. I'm superior, I'm imperial, I ain't feeling you. I can eat me up by a brick. I got bare buns on my wrist. Blow your college fund. Hold my out the slum, taking a chance, tone, time, and gun. Left out of school, start selling rocks, bought me a drop.
Change of plans.
Cut of your frame.
Anytime
your
brain, you can get a five-star guard on the show, you certainly have to do that. His name is Sky Clark. He's a 2022 guard. Right there in Brentwood. Let's make him the gigantic interview.
Every weekday on 92.9's Jason and John Show, we have a special guest we call the gigantic. authentic interview presented by A-Team Roofing on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, Sky, what's happening, man? It's Jason and John in Memphis.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, everything is good.
Brother.
So we saw you a little bit last night. Was that your first time? Is this your first time in the city of Memphis?
No, it's about my third time.
Okay, so you've been in the city of Memphis. What are you, like, playing AAU events or something like that?
Yeah, the first time I was at a Team Thad workout. The second time, and I was working out with Coach Mike.
Gotcha, working out with Coach Mike. Okay, so you were working out last night. What did you sort of make of the guys that you were up against? I mean, that was a pretty elite competition last night. It was you, JD, you know, Mason Miller, Jonathan Lawson mm-hmm. there at Hoop City Pro Week. What did you think of the competition?
My competition is really good. It's always good playing against the best dudes in a certain area, just seeing where I'm at in my game and then also proving a point that I'm trying to prove.
The decision to transfer to Brentwood, talk about it a little bit for us.
We're planning on moving to Nashville anyways, and then I'm really close with Darius Garland. Mm. And so he got me hooked up with the coach and with the principal and everything over there, and that's pretty much how that went.
Got you. What are you from, SoCal? Is that where you're from?
Yes, I was born in Minnesota, and then I was in Atlanta for a little bit, then SoCal.
Oh, so you've been around, huh?
Yeah, I've been pretty much everywhere.
How would you sort of compare, I guess, you know, living in, you know, Nashville, outside Nashville to SoCal? How much different is it?
The weather sure is different, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's a lot more humid in the South for sure. This has been a good week for you, man. A good last couple of weeks for you because your recruitment, you know, it was always sort of trending this way, but I think now it's obviously official. You're blowing up out there. You got North Carolina, you got Kentucky, in addition to all the other offers that you've had. So, how's the last few weeks been for you, just in terms of, you know, all these offers coming in and your recruitment sort of hitting that next gear?
Oh, man, it's been unreal. It's been a huge blessing. Just knowing that all the hard work that I'm doing is showing and it's paying off, and I just thank God every day.
Not to get too heavy, Scott, but what's it like going through this? Obviously, you know, guys before you didn't have to deal with this. You know, you figure school's going to be there. You can focus on your recruitment, all the attention you're getting. The bit of uncertainty that's out there, right, that all of us are clearly dealing with it. How are you handling it?
Just taking it one day at a time, just praying every single day for guidance and wisdom and discernment and the things that I do and the things that I hear.
You hooped in sweatpants yesterday, big dog. I mean,
they was actually and one shorts.
Those were and one shorts. Okay, I didn't know if they were sweatpants.
Yes,
I was gonna say that's a bold move. You have visited the University of Memphis unofficially, haven't you?
No, I have not.
Okay.
But I plan on.
Okay, gotcha. I thought you had come by. You had made it over there. Early this year. What do you sort of think of the University of Memphis though? Because they've been recruiting you, you know, for a few months now. Penny Hardaway obviously is a big name, and you know they're trying to make some waves in that class. What do you make of Memphis and sort of their pitch to you?
I love Memphis. Especially I love Coach Penny. He's a great dude and a great coach, and as everybody knows, he's one of the best point guards to ever play the game. And having him in my corner and learning from him is huge for me because it's only making my game a whole lot better.
What'd you think of Ja Morant and what he had to say to you guys last night?
Ja, when he was talking, it was huge because obviously that's one of the best rookies, if not the best rookie that played this year. And just knowing that, like, he went through everything that I'm going through right now with recruitment and college and getting drafted and everything. So I really took everything that he said and really listened.
Sky, he seems to be super down to earth, man. Super humble. You know, some guys, and maybe
that.
Yeah,
he is.
Was he?
Nah, yeah, he's super humble. He's a great dude, great person.
You know, obviously, you know, this has been a crazy summer, like you guys have already talked about, just in terms of no circuit events. How good has it been just to be in the gym, right, against other elite competition? I don't know if that was – I mean, I'm sure you're working out, right? But, I mean, there's nothing that sort of compares to, you know, actual games. How good has it been to just be in the gym, you know, with other sort of elite prospects, and today you'll play a pickup game? How good has that been this week?
It's been amazing because working out is fun, but it's better when you can go and use everything that you've been working on in an actual game. But luckily, down in Nashville, we've had pro runs every single Saturday with Darius Garland, Rob Covington, Ian Clark, Jordan Bohm, Patrick Miller, and other dudes, other overseas and college dudes. So
yeah,
we've been going at it every single week.
So are you doing like a bunch of Zooms with these college coaches? Like, is that sort of what recruiting is now? You can only get on the Zoom calls. Is that sort of a lot of what you're doing?
Since June 15th, they can text and call me now. So have you ever been texting, calling, or on a Zoom call?
Got you. In terms of Memphis's pitch to you, you know, what sort of do they tell you about how they see you and sort of what they like about your game? What do they tell you? What's their message?
They love that I play defense and that I get my teammates better, and I love to hit my teammates for open shots or putting them in position to where they can score. And they just see me being their role point guard.
No doubt. I love your game, man. I was watching a little bit last night. You know, you're a high IQ guy, you know, so I'm a big fan of that kind of game, and look forward to watching you play again today, 2:00 on the Hoop City Facebook page. Appreciate the time,
Appreciate
Sky.
Appreciate your
time, Sky. Thanks,
man. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yep.
It's a pleasure.
He is Sky Clark, five-star point guard. Over there at Brentwood. You can hear him. I mean, he's a bright kid, you know. He's a bright kid, and I think that translates on the basketball court. And, you know, obviously Memphis is they're one of the schools that's after him, and, you know, you can see why. And hopefully, you know, when you check in on that Facebook page today, you'll see exactly why. I highly encourage you to do that. I think him and JD are unfortunately – on the same team. I might be wrong on that. I'd like to see them match up against each other. But
who's going against that?
Who is going?
Our guy TJ Madlock? Is that who's got to take
TJ Madlock has come a long way too, man. He really has.
You watching me? I noticed you didn't. Did you? He was there last night looking good in the drills.
Oh, yeah.
Like I realized it wasn't game action last night.
No, TJ is definitely solid. TJ is definitely a solid player. You know, he's Yeah, super athlete.
Dog about him the other day.
Yeah, he's a super athlete. Good finisher at the rim for him as well, too. So anyway, appreciate.
So it's through Darius Garland.
Yeah,
right, he's not a Nashville kid. He's a Cali kid.
Yes, he is.
That transferred to Brentwood.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So, that's the way of the world, right? In 2020, you know, I mean, it's, you know, Memphis or East High School. Once upon a time, got James Wiseman from, where was it? Innsworth. Yeah, it was Innsworth.
Yeah, you hardly remember that part.
I do. I do hardly remember.
Remember, he was taking courses in Chinese.
Yes, Mandarin. Did you remember the school?
Of course I did.
Okay, you'll never forget it.
That's what raised the stink, John. TAA was always going to be after him because of where he was leaving from. Those folks in Nashville couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
The private school folks.
Oh, no, they are. Excuse me. They are going up against each other. Sky Clark versus J.D. Davidson. So
I was going to say, if you don't, you're wasting an opportunity.
Right.
I mean, that's some good hoop right
yes,
there.
Yes, yes. So, anyway, that's going to be worth the price of admission. It's free. I mean, it's free to watch this thing on the Hoop City BC Facebook page. So, anyway.
They're charging a streaming service for a streaming fee for that.
Thanks to Sky Clark for joining the show today. All right, we will come back. And we will revisit the conversation we had earlier about schools. As parents, are you allowing your kids to go to school? What's the option? How do you feel about it? 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Your calls when we return. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go. And they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about scooter school.
Scooter school largely consisted of two parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on-scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit mycityrides.org. That's mycityrides.org.
Gear up for all your favorite teams and sports with Radio.com. The biggest sports stations in America talk about the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA. Get updates on when games will start
and how your team stacks up.
Find Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, and more of the top personalities in sports on CBS Sports Radio.
And you'll love Radio.com sports originals
like Mike's On with Francesa, Swings and Misses,
and You Better You Bet,
with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. Gear up with all the shows and podcasts
on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Now we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN, and we were asking the question earlier. Schools have a decision to make, no doubt about it. What do you think? Are you sending your kid back to school? How do you feel about that? 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Don. Don, you're on.
Man, I'm going to comment on that. But I'm sitting out front of this Exxon on Summer and Parkway, and you just won't imagine how many people going in the store with no mask on. And they're being serviced. I just don't understand it. I just will not understand it to save my life. But I wouldn't send my child to school, because if they're asymptomatic vectors of this virus, then, you know, you the teachers, the staff, you might bring it home. You talking about your parents, your grandparents, your brothers and your sisters. I just don't know if that's going to work.
Yeah,
I really don't.
Yeah, it's certainly a hell of a decision.
Would you be able to keep a child? Would you be able to stay home from work? Because I realize some parents don't have that option. Just curious about yours. Is that a deal where you'll be able to have mom at home, or you'll be able to be at home, or you can put them with grandparents? Is that something obviously you can work through? You have that ability.
Yeah, I have that ability. I would be able to work through it. But
bless him.
You know, my daughter just graduated this year, but I would be able to work through that. But I understand that obstacle also. But, you know, I don't know. You know, we're sacrificing a lot of stuff for safety right now, I think. But, you know, when do we stop sacrificing these lives? I don't know when to stop.
That's so fair, brother.
I just wouldn't do that. I just wouldn't.
Appreciate the call, brother. Appreciate the call, and the because it's fair, and that's why the school systems,
yep,
Shelby County Schools, anywhere you look, are giving parents the choice of what to do, because some won't have that ability. I get it. I mean, if you're out looking at a gas station right now, and you see folks don't look like they're adhering to some of the precautions or the mandate of wearing a mask, so the idea of sending your child, which is of course it's always safety first, you're thinking about with your child, to school, I can get still having that fear I'm in a position we've talked a little bit about where mine's going to have to go. You know, I'm not in a situation where Faith can stay home, not work, all that stuff. She's actually at the school, so we've got a little bit of an advantage there. But again, at risk, there's that, you can't do a bubble in the schools. And the other part about it is at least with SCS, you can't test everybody. You can't test all the time. It's going to cost estimated at $20 million, I think the CA reported I read.
Yep.
So you can't do that. So you don't know exactly what's around you. That adds to the fear I get. But we know too that at least, you know, as a general rule, by the numbers, this doesn't affect children in the way it does. And that's why I think the hope is that we can have it, and you know, that we will have it,
right,
at least have the choice to be there in the situations we need to be.
Let's go to Raymond. Raymond, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, yep, brother?
Man, I think I would be a pretty conflicted, man, because if we kind of see where kids can be asymptomatic, man. I'm not even trying to be funny when I say this. It's almost like that being asymptomatic is like a STD, man. It's like you just give it to everybody and you don't even know it. And, Jason, I'm kind of like with you. If my kid, my last two are twins, and they're going to Ole Miss, and they just transferred from Northwest Junior College. So I'm not in a situation where I have, like, the elementary or high school kids. But if I was, I would have to actually send them to school, but I would be so conflicted about it because of the way this stuff is transmitted, because you're putting them in jeopardy, you may be putting the teacher in jeopardy.
Teacher.
And it's like a bad situation, man. It's just like this is all over the place. And the saddest thing about this, man, like the previous caller said, he was sitting out in front of the store and the folks are not wearing a mask. The saddest thing about this, even if you're coming at this from the other side of you don't believe it, or you think there's some kind of whack agenda, if you want normal, just do what everybody's supposed to be doing. And this fall would be great. We would have all the sports coming back, and we would be able to do that. Now, we don't do anything, because this nobody wants to do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And or
I think we lost right.
But got the gist of it.
Yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate the perspective.
It's like we're watching everybody else make progress, yep, in terms of our country and others, especially over in Europe, and we're stuck because of our own actions, inaction in some instances.
Yep.
Stuck having to watch everybody else,
yep,
get back to normal.
Let's go to Justin. Justin, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, yep, brother?
Man, this is crazy. I got two small children,
okay,
elementary age, and my fiance, she's a high school teacher. And
wow.
Going back into school is just like setting off a bomb in the city. It's like we were predicting back in April and March that we'd get back to normal, but obviously we're not going to be able to get back to normal, and the numbers are just increasing exponentially. And here we go, putting thousands of people back together throughout the city, and hoping for the best. It's like,
yeah,
this is a bad idea.
Yeah, there's no, you know, it feels like there's no right answer, though. I mean,
well, and you got it doubly, though, in the sense that you got a teacher in the home as well. And right, mm-hmm, they're just as exposed in some cases. We're going to, you know, in some cases, you're going to be, you know, more apt to get it because of your age group, what's pre-existing conditions, all of that. So they're just as much, you know, I worry just as much about teachers, if not more so, than I do about the kids, brother.
I mean, imagine being a frontline worker.
That's exactly, that's the way I put it.
Proper PPE.
That's right. That's the way I put it.
Yep. Hey, man, Justin. Appreciate the call, man. Thanks, man.
Appreciate you. Appreciate the call.
535-3776, 535 ESPN. Got a few more to get to here.
But in that instance where mom's a teacher too,
yeah,
like you can't afford to, you don't get the salary and nobody, you know, what I'm saying? Like that's doubly hard.
Yeah.
In that instance.
Absolutely.
No question about it.
Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up, Tony?
I think people should read the latest reports, since the younger people are now the ones that's getting sick, and how many kids are getting strokes and dying between the ages of, what is it? I think it's like 16 to 40, that there's a high number of people that are getting strokes from COVID-19, young people. And, you know, so when people say that you saw many people dying, look at the health conditions that people are having after COVID. We're going to have a nation of young people that's going to be ill for this for a long time, and older people. But then you're setting off like a lightning bolt when they go back home to give it to older grandparents and things of that nature. People are not being responsible here, and this is a terrible plan. I mean, we have the technology out here, Zoom or whatever, to teach our kids until this pandemic is over. Kids are breeders of disease. They might be a little bit stronger, but this thing is affecting kids, and I think they got the syndrome where kids are being paralyzed for a brief period of time. Now kids are dying from strokes. This is an old folks thing. This thing thickens your blood. I don't think we're being logical. As the biggest sports fan I am, I think it's terrible that we're risking everything for basketball, football, and all that stuff. This thing is deadly.
Tony, I would ask you, I think you bring up some good points, but I would ask you, what about those parents that cannot afford to keep their kids at home?
It's a blessing to have the ability. Right? But what
I would bet most in the city of Memphis do not have that luxury.
Okay, well, let me say this. I think it would be much cheaper for the government to pay people to stay home until we get it in deaths. I lost a kid before, and I don't think you can put a price tag on life. If they can come up with money to save major corporations, they can come up with ways to. I mean, it's still that option that they've never used, declare a national holiday for 2 months or so people don't have to worry about paying their mortgage and rent and stuff like that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.